Going back to the very, very beginning of the daf, literally. The very, very beginning of the daf. Where the Gemara was darshaning the braisa that the Gemara brought on Pezayin Amad Aleph, which darshaned the pasuk, he malam chadavar, la mishpat, bing dam ledam, bing din ledin, bing nega lenega, divrei rivas, bisharech, lakam tov lisa, lamakam hashif, hashem, lakecha boy. That whole braisa is talking about different mesachtes and different sugis and shas, and Rav Papa figured out a way to make it work, even according to Rav Meir, that holds that the only time somebody becomes a zakim mamre is if it's a dovish is doing a kosher gedasei chatas. And the Gemara went through how it's possible. It said bein nega lenega, and bein nega lenega means nigei adam, it means nigei batim, and it means nigei begot. What would be the case of zakim mamre as relates to nigei adam? The case would be where there was a suffix if the baharis came first or the seir lovan came first. The background is certain gam involved with baharis and a seir lovan. If the baharis comes before the seir lovan, you're tummy. If the seir lovan comes before the baharis, you're going to be tummy. What if it's a suffix? So the Chachamim said Tameh, Rabbi Yeshua said Keah. What does Keah mean? Tar? This is the Hechatim, so if the Zalkim Mamre is arguing with the Chachamim, where it would be Negeya, it would be Negeya, a Zalkim Mamre, even according to Rameh. We spoke out, Ayin Shom, Toisvis, on Pezayin Amadeus, where Toisvis brings a Shaila, what the word Keah means. Not only a Shaila, what the word Keah means, but is a Keah with a Kof, or is a Keah with a Kof? And Toisvis says, V'nira, Kigirsis Rabbeinu Chananel, that the word is Keah with a Kof. Now, what's the origin of such a word? Where do you find Keah with a Kof? Says Toisvis, you find it in the Haggadah Shal Pesach. In the Haggadah Shal Pesach, we say, Hakeh Yeshinov. And Hake Yeshinov, that's Keya with a Kuf, and that's what Rabbi Yeshua means when he said Keya, Ayin Shom B'Toisvus. Rabbi Margolis, in Margolis Hayam, on this Toisvus, Keya with a Kuf, K'moshe Matzinu B'Hagadah Shal Pesach, Hake Yeshinov. He says, take a look at what I wrote in my Hagadah Shal Pesach, that's called Be'er Miriam, on those words, Hake Eshinov. Now, in the spirit of it being Shloshim Yoim Koidem Lechag, we're learning Shushan Purim's Daf right now. So incredibly, for those that learned Daf Pei Zayin, the Gemara mentioned Purim, right? Which is mind-boggling. So Purim's Daf mentioned Purim, but once you're ready, within 30 days of Pesach, there's an Indian of Shoyal and Vidarshan. Right? We always speak out the Tshuva from Shloime Kluger in Ha'elef Lecha Shloime, where somebody asked Rav Shloime Kluger, he's a Rav, and he's sitting at the Purim Suda, and two people come to him with a Shaila. One person has a Shaila in Hilchas Purim, the other one has a Shaila in Hilchas Pesach. So which Shaila are you supposed to answer first? Purim, because it's Davar Be'itai. But Pesach's also Davar Be'itai, it's Shloshim Yoim. So which one is first? But it's a real Indian to learn. It's not like a joke, it's a real Indian. You're supposed to start learning Hilchas Pesach. So in the spirit of Hilchas Pesach, one Davar Nifla, this is like a classic, Ben Ben Oishal classic from Rav Reuven Margolis. Again, where does it say Hakei Ashinov in the Haggadah Shal Pesach? What does the Rosh say? Being that it was hoisi atzmei min haklal, kofa beikar. He's a koifer beikar. Ve'af ata hakeh eshinov. So you should punch out his teeth. The emelah you should tell him. Ba'avur zeh osa Hashem li b'tzeisi min mitzrayim li v'loy loy. Ilu hayasham loy hayo nigel. And kama kulmasin nishtabru, right? Harbe shinayim nishtabru. Trying to figure out, what does it mean, Haki? He's supposed to literally take out his front two teeth? Like, what's this Indian exactly of Haki Yeshinov? So Rav Reuven Margolis, like only Rav Reuven Margolis could say, he says as follows. He says, we know it says in the Torah, Kol ben necha lo yechabai. A ben necha is not allowed to eat from the carbon Pesach. The Gemara Pesach and Tzadik Vavam and Aleph says, what does it mean a ben necha? It means someone was firzach nishviyayit. Someone that is a mummer. Someone that doesn't believe in the animamans. A person like that was considered a ben necha. Meaning Pashi, you would think a ben necha means a guy. But the Gemara says it can't mean that because it says already in Oral is not allowed to eat from the carbon Pesach. So what does it mean, Kol ben necha lo yechabai? What it means is even someone that's hamer dasai. Somebody like that is not allowed to eat from the carbon Pesach. So Rabbi Margolis said as follows. He said that the Gemara says in Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Samech Aleph Amud Aleph, that if you have a shamash at a suda, and this person is serving, so the question is, when does the shamash eat? Does he have to do his job, serve the guests, and then eat? Or could he eat right away? So the Gemara says it depends on what food it is. There's certain foods where it's considered dangerous for the shamash to have to be serving and not being able to eat by himself. And as a result, because it's considered dangerous, so these foods, we let him eat right away. Now, what are those foods? It's a big machlokes ha'meiram. The Gemara comes out as follows. Klolo de milsa. This is the rule. Kol de islei recha. Anything that has a very, very good smell. The islei kiyua, and has a certain type of taste, Those are the things that you have to let the shamash eat. Because if he's going to be serving a food, let's say, that has an amazing smell, it's an islay recha, and he's not going to eat from it, it's considered a sakana, this could be a very big problem. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, this is the middle of some intense agadata. Gemara says, Hai itzad da'ayu b'chivya, a woman where a snake entered the guf of the woman. So she's trying to get this snake out of her guf. So Lifsa, what she should do is she should put her legs in a certain way. And she should sit on top of two barrels. Okay. And then you should bring fatty meat. And you should put it on top of burning coals. You should roast that meat. And then you bring wine. The point is you put it by her guf. The snake is going to smell the aroma of the meat. It's going to leave her guf. And this is the refuah. Right? This is one of the refuahs of the Mechazal. This is the refuah. Like this, she's going to have her refuah. So a shamish that is serving food that smells very good, he has to eat. Because if he doesn't eat, he's going to find himself in a matzav of sakon. The Gemara says that if you have fatty meat and you put it on coals, meaning you roast fatty meat, a good barbecue, you're roasting fatty meat, that meat has an incredible smell, such a smell that it can get the snake to emerge from the guf of the isha. So that means if somebody smells meat that's burning on coals, fatty meat that's burning on coals, and he can't eat from it, he's going to be a state of sakana. But what's the sakana? What might happen to him? Says Rabbi Margol, this is another Gemara. This is Gemara Mesechtes Bava Kamo, Daf Tzadik Beis Amid Beis. This is in Perek HaChoyfel. Omale Rava Le Rabbi Bar Mori. Rava told Rabbi Bar Mori, Menoha Milsad Amri Inchi. What is the Makar to the following saying? Shitin Tichli Matya Lekocha, in English, 60 aches afflict the tooth of a person. The Kol Chavrei Shama V'Leyachal, who hears the sound of his fellow eating but does not himself eat. If a person has a taiva to eat something, and people around him are eating, and he can't eat from it, he's going to be sick. You know what the sickness is going to be? Shitin tichle matya lekocha. It's going to be 60 aches that are going to afflict his tooth. Says Rabbi Reuven Margolis, Lule de Mistafina. I think, you know what Haki Ashinov means is? Haki Ashinov doesn't mean punch at his front two teeth. I mean, all the Ramazim and the Gematrius, he says, I don't think that's the Pashup Shad and what's going on over here. I think Pashup Shad is, this person is a Rasha, and the Rasha says, Ma avoy da zoyis lochem, lochem aloy loy. Lefisha itzi asmi min haklal kofa be'ikr. If he's a kofa be'ikr, he's a ben necher. Kol ben necher lo yoicha boy. A ben necher is not allowed to eat from the garment Pesach. So this person's going to be sitting at the Suda, and he's going to see the Olam's eating. Oh, what are they eating? They're eating fatty meats that are on burning coals, which the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Yud has this incredible smell. And if it has incredible smell and you're watching people eat it and you can't eat it, what's going to happen to you? What's going to happen to you is you're going to want it so bad. Ad kidei kach that the shamash has a din that he's allowed to eat before he serves. Because it's sakana. And what's the sakana? Oh, that's a Gemara in Bava Kamma. It's a Gemara in Tzadik Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Shitin tichli mati lekocha. What's going to happen is something's going to happen to his teeth. That's Hakeshino. You want to know what that's the Hakeshino. And there, Rabbi Margolis says that if you're not sure I'm onto something, I'm going to give you one more Maramakim. And this is a Shir HaShirim Rabbah. This is a Medrash Rabbah in Shir HaShirim. It's Parsha Aleph, Yud Gimel. The Medrash over there discusses the Karban Pesach that the Yidden brought in Mitzrayim. Amar Rabbavo, Acha Moitz V'Yisroel Masubim V'Eichon Peschem B'Mitzrayim. Moitz Rabbeinu, and they were sitting down, right? They wanted to go eat from the Karban Pesach. So what happened? What happened was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a Reyach from Gan Eden, and he made it come down. And the reason he made the Reich of Gan Eden come down is because think about what Mitzrayim smelled at that point, right? It was an absolute bloodbath, and there was so much blood, and people are dying, and there's corpses, nevelas, and zachen. It smelled terrible. So Kadosh Baruch Hu took a Reich toy mipsume Gan Eden, and he brought this smell. For he said, Nafsham Koya Lecha. And he said the nefesh of the Yidden was koya with a kuf. They wanted to eat so badly, right? They have all the meat here, and all of a sudden now there's this good smell. Amrulay Moshe Rabbeinu, tein lanu manoicha, give us to eat. Amrulayhem Moshe, and called him kach. Amrulayah Kadosh Baruch Hu, kol ben necha lo yoicha boy. I'm sorry. So they got up and they were mafresh all the nachrim. For he said nafsham koya lecha. Amrulay Moshe Rabbeinu, tein lanu manoicha. Amalehem, no, it's still a problem because you have avodim. You have to do bris milah. They went, they did the bris milah, and afterwards they were finally allowed to eat. This episode mamish played itself out of Mitzrayim, where they have the smell of the meat of the carbon pesach with a nice knetch from Gan Eden. Vaisanafsham koyolechol. That's exactly what we do. This Russia is like the Yidden war before they did what they needed to do. That Russia is the Ben Necher who is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. And what was going on there? Hoysa nafsham koya. Koya from what? From the smell. It's exactly what's going on over here. That is the oimik. That's this Indian of Hakeshin of